may not show it up in the scoreboard tonight, but you played the number two ranked team in Class 3A pretty well here tonight. Shorthanded two players. Overall thoughts on tonight's game?
I was pleased with a lot of things that we did. Number one, our effort was much better than it was last time we took the floor Friday against Goodland. And we never really got set up offensively, but we were able to score ugly. First time we've been over 20 points in a few games. And so proud of Paige Winterland for starting us off with four quick points. And that told us that we were able to play against a good team and that we didn't have to panic. And so some good things happened early, and we were able to build our effort off of those good things.
Well, Winterland did start off the scoring for you guys nicely. She had the first 4 points for you guys in the game, but you also had some other different players step up. You scored 10 in the first half, and then you doubled your point total 20 in the third quarter and ended up with 26 points, but you had a lot of different players that you played in there, a variety of players. Jordan Miller giving you guys a lot of minutes tonight. Nicole Wada came back, and she had 7 points tonight, a nice second game for her.
Yeah, it was. And I've said this a couple times, that with Nicole, we know we're going to get effort, and then when we get points, that's just that's a bonus with her. She rebounds, she does a lot of dirty work, and so 7 points is a good game for her. Jordan Miller is one who's been practicing hard. I've been looking to get her some more minutes, and when she's in the game, she plays hard. She has to do a better job of making decisions and making quick decisions. But her and Emily Smith as well saw some quality time. And those are girls that I've noticed in practice that have worked really hard and have really improved. And they had a good weekend at the Lake and JV tournament, so I wanted to reward them with minutes here.
And once again, Lady Beaver coach Shelby Cronford joining us here tonight post-game of the girls' halftime of the boys. Lady Beavers falling tonight 60-26. And Cimarron now 14-0 on the year. But I thought... really, the couple of things that really hurt you guys tonight the most were the turnovers, especially in that first half, and then also offensive rebounding by Cimarron. But Cimarron's a team, probably one of the most, if not maybe the most fundamental team that you guys have played all year.
Yeah, them and Hugoton. Hugoton is a little bit more athletic than this team maybe, and that gives us some just a little glimpse of what we're going to see Friday night when we see Hugoton, because both teams love to pressure the ball, and they want to speed up their opponents, and they were able to speed us up tonight into some bad decisions that led to turnovers, that led to easy bucket opportunities, and we have to do a better job Friday night to minimize those, because tonight we didn't handle the pressure well, and anytime Mariah Campbell is not on the floor for us, she's out, she has a family emergency that she needs to be at tonight, and she handles the pressure for us, and other girls need to step up, and had an opportunity to tonight, and a couple girls did an okay job, but overall we didn't do very well there. And like you said, our defensive rebounding is still just killing us. When we get a team like Cimarron to miss a shot, because they don't miss very many, when we get them to miss a shot and they outwork us for a rebound and give them more shots to try to score and build a lead, that just kills any momentum that we have, and it just makes us have to work that much harder and expend that much more effort on this end. When we need to be able to focus more on the offense then.
60-26 final for the Cimarron Lady Blue Jays over Scott City. Hugoton coming to town Friday night. As always, Coach, we do appreciate the time. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Adam.